Hey, KU fans, welcome back to another episode of the KU Sports Hour here at KUSports.com. I'm your host today, Matt Tate, and I've got Shane Jackson directly across from me, kind of like the showdown that this has become. It's the Over-Under podcast.
It is a showdown. You have taken a lead,
over
and
you.
You're inching closer to Twitter. So, I mean, really, we need Twitter here to be also staring at you.
Twitter is everywhere, Shane.
and
even if we had Twitter here, it would just be like a billion voices not making any sense, all saying the same thing but different.
That's basically this podcast.
Yelling and screaming, whispering at the same time. It'd be total chaos. We do not have enough mics.
That's true. But we're on our way there. We have like five on this table.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, so. It's pretty cool. I agree. We got our new banner up.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Fancy.
You know, in case this ever becomes a video thing or someone wants to take a photo of it. I hope that happens someday. I hope the people get to see that.
Yeah.
What I also hope the people get to see is me continuing to roll. I shouldn't say roll. I was 3-2 last week, but 3 is a good number in this thing. And you were 2-3. Twitter was 2-3. It couldn't be tighter, though. I mean, through, 4 weeks, Twitter is 10-9-1. And obviously, we do 5 a week. There's 20. I am 9-10-1 after a rough start.
Yeah, very rough start.
You're trending the wrong way.
8-11-1 after a very good start.
Yeah, right.
I got 4 right in week 1. I've gotten 4 right in the last 3 weeks.
You in the fantasy football world have one of those like blue arrows pointing down, cold player, right? Or whatever else designates that, like a broken heart or something. I don't know, but you know, you're still right there. You're still in it, and hey, it's still fun. It's still relevant, right? People still care. How were the Twitter polls last week? I mean, about 100 or so for each.
Yeah,
one?
I didn't see how many people voted in them, but I think they voted all 5 over.
Cool.
If I remember correctly, which was pretty interesting. It meant that there was more optimism about the program than
I
thought last week.
Good point. Yeah. Well, obviously KU lost last week 29-24 to West Virginia. Tough game. Definitely a game they could have won. A lot of the players are saying they should have won it. But obviously the fans were entertained. The big ovation at the end. Fans stayed to the end. It got loud, right? Carter Stanley was talking about, you know, this was one of the coolest environments he'd seen in his 5 years at Kansas. And a lot of these players were just like, yeah, this is what it's supposed to look like. This is what it's supposed to feel like and sound like. And so, you know, credit to the KU fans for coming back. Obviously, the win over Boston College got them back. And I don't think the West Virginia loss did anything to send them packing. I mean, you know, maybe a few, but it was competitive. They were there. They were in it. And if they can stay right in that pocket, then this will be an interesting season the rest of the way, no matter what happens. But either way, it's going to be interesting here because the over-under is drama.
Got a lot riding on
it. It's competition. It's chaos. It's just a perfectly beautiful thing. So let's jump into it. We've got 5 new ones this week for KU's game at TCU on Saturday. Benton will be down there. Shane's not going. I'm not going. We got stuff to handle here. Benton, more than enough to handle what he's got to go do down there. So
yeah, the last time he went to a game by himself,
KU
won
48 points.
Yeah, so.
Good point. Yeah, maybe that's the key. That and the guy from the
wearing a polo.
The polo question in our other KU Sports Hour podcast. If you haven't checked that out, go listen to that when we talk about KU's notice of allegations with the basketball program. We break down West Virginia a little bit and TCU coming up. So that's always there. That's the KU Sports Hour. That's the true hour. This one just falls under the KU Sports Hour umbrella. It's about 15, 20 minutes. It's just a little taste, just a little of the Shane Action Jackson gambling taste, just to get you through to the weekend. So start it off, Mr. Jackson. What do we got for number one this week? I'll answer first, and then we'll alternate from there.
Okay.
Good.
I think I got that pattern right. I figured we'd start off with Andrew Parchment, him coming off a Big 12 newcomer of the week. You know, he's been arguably one of the best players on the team through 4 weeks. So I set his over-under for total receiving yards at 95.5. He, through 4 games, is averaging 92 yards per game. He has 300-yard performances through 4 weeks. Obviously, he has that Coastal Carolina game where he had just 3 catches for 14 yards, but the offense in general wasn't good against that Coastal Carolina game. So this is a matter of, I think, if you think KU is going to be playing from behind, you probably tend to go over in the situation. Or if you think TCU is going to be dialed in on a certain player, and maybe that player now is Parchment, maybe you want to go under.
good question, good number. I got to go over. I think, number one, he has great chemistry with Carter Stanley. Number two, he's confident. Number three, the most important thing, I should have said this number one, but it's that he can pick up, you know, 80% of those in one play. We saw that last week, a 75-yard touchdown, right? Well, if you can catch 75 yards worth of passes on one play, you're probably going to go over 95. I'm not saying he's going to have a 75-yard touchdown this week. I'm not saying he's not going to. But I do think he's a big play threat like that. And he could get this number even if he only has three or four catches. If he gets upwards of six or seven catches, eight or nine targets, he's probably going to get it. It would be my take. So I'm going to go over the 95, and I'm going to predict that his fabulous start to this season keeps rolling.
Yeah, so 95.5. Wanted to make sure I clarify that we don't have a push is really why that number is 95.5.
Absolutely. Sorry, I kept saying 95.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go under in this situation. I think there's a variety of reasons. Obviously, I think there's a chance that TCU's defense is gonna key in on Andrew Parchment, which is something that we probably didn't think was a possibility 4 weeks ago when talking about this KU offense and how KU needs to get the ball to Puka Williams. Didn't think another player was going to be maybe the most important player an opposing defense is going to focus in on. And also, I mean, TCU has a really good corner in Jeff Gladney, who right now is projected in right around the second round pick. There's a chance he's going to cover Parchment a lot in this game.
Good point.
And that might be the toughest competition Parchment's ever faced, at least through 5 weeks here at KU. And so I think because of both of those reasons, I think there's a chance that he goes under. But again, I think I'm running the risk of, like you were just talking about, one play, 75 yards, and all of a sudden Parchment's over.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, they obviously want to keep giving him the ball and targeting him, but you're right. I mean, Puka was the talk of this week. I mean, Les Miles talking about, hey, I want to get him the ball more, which is crazy because he's been getting the ball a lot. But I get it. I mean, why wouldn't you want to get Puka the ball more? So we talked a little about this in our other KU Sports Hour podcast, and it was kind of the fact that they've got these other guys like Puka, I mean, beyond Puka, like Parchment now and mm-hmm. Khalil Herbert. And, you know, Daylon Charlotte, hey, he's still there. We haven't seen a ton since week one, but he's still there. There are other guys too. You know, that just shows you where this offense is at right now. So it'll be interesting. What's number two? You start.
Well, it's interesting that you brought up Puka because that's the second over-under prop here.
There you go.
This is actually one of the more interesting things that I don't think we've talked about enough. Through three games, Puka Williams has just one touchdown. He scored 11 times in 11 games in 2018. So I set the over-under for touchdowns for Puka Williams at a half. So it's basically if you think Puka Williams is going to find the end zone or not. And TCU actually has a pretty good run defense. They're going to 80.7 yards per game and 1.3 touchdowns per game on the ground. And it goes back to what we were just talking about, whether they are keying in on Andrew Parchment or Puka Williams. I'm going to go under in the situation. I just think one of these Puka games is going to happen. He's going to explode and he's going to score two, three touchdowns. He's going to go for 150 plus yards and
right.
stuff like that. But
right.
I know KU wants to get him the ball more, but again, TCU's probably thinking defensively, hey, let's take away their best player. And so it's going to happen. I mean, one of these is going to go over, I think. And I'm just going to go under in both, and hopefully I go 1-1.
I love it. Not even trying to go 2-0.
Nope. Need that win.
I'm trying to go 2-0, so I'm going over. I think he scores. I think he scores a couple of times. What does it say? It's a touchdown, so it could be a return touchdown. It could be anything, right?
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good point.
Yeah. But he has to score it, so if he throws one, it doesn't count for this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just think, you know, talking to him earlier this week, it just sounds like he believes that one of those games you just talked about, a breakout game, a breakout play even, to get a game going, he just feels like it's coming. Les feels like it's coming. TCU is not exactly the team you would predict it to come against. Their defense is always so stout. You know, they're reeling a little bit from a loss last week to SMU. You know, they're dialed in and, you know, they don't want to lose to Kansas. So, it's not the best team to predict that game against, but I think the odds are in the favor of it coming and it coming soon. And, so, you know, all he's got to do is get in once for this to go over. I like that. I don't know that he doesn't have to get two. So I don't have to predict the big game, but I am going to predict the big game. I don't know. I still think KU loses, but I think the Puka big game comes because he's trying to keep him in it, and I think he's done that in the past. He's shown he can do that, and so He's got to get in the end zone a couple of times for them to have a chance in this game and keep him in it. And I think he'll try to do that, and I think they'll try to do that with him. So I will go over.
That big game might help the third over-under prop for
you. Yeah, just gave it away, didn't I?
Because I feel like it would be an easy one for you. I put this is from FanDuel Sportsbook. It's
who
total
sponsors these podcasts, by the way. We should have said that again at the top. We'll say that at the end. But, yeah, FanDuel sponsors this over-under podcast here at the KU Sports Hour. So a little plug for them. Go check it out if you want to follow in Shane Jackson's footsteps. Go see what you can do on FanDuel and see if you can become a millionaire like Shane Jackson.
Oh, I'm a millionaire now? I wouldn't be doing this podcast, I'll be honest.
Come on.
this one's from FanDuel Sportsbook, and it's total points by KU. We did this a couple weeks ago, but it was just first half points.
Right.
And
crushed it.
Yeah, you crushed it. This one, total points by KU for the entire game against TCU. The line is set at 16.5 as of Thursday afternoon. I had to remember what day it was.
Yeah, no problem.
But it sounds like this is an easy one for you.
Yeah, I'm going over. I don't think it's a guarantee. I think it's a tough number, actually. We just don't know against this competition on the road. You know, Boston College, decent team, not great. KU hung 48 points on those guys. The biggest reason they did that, the difference in personnel, right? It was speed against size. KU exploited Boston College's slower roster, and you're not going to do that in the Big 12. You're not going to do that on the road in the Big 12. You're not going to do that against Gary Patterson and TCU. So I don't think KU is going to go score 30 plus by any means, but I think three touchdowns is attainable. You hate to look at a number like this, because 16.5, what do you think needs to go over? 17, what does that mean? A field goal, mm-hmm. Two touchdowns and a field goal. Field goals are still not a gimme for KU by any means, no matter the distance. So it makes me a little nervous. I think they have to get the three touchdowns for me to win this one. But I think they will. Again, I think Puka gets two. I think they find another one, and I think they stay in it. They stay competitive. But ultimately, I think I've got something like 41-21 as the final in this one. So KU goes over 16.5, according to yours truly.
I was about to spoil your pick again, because I was like, especially when you start considering the fact that you picked TCU to cover,
right?
Now you're talking about how many points TCU has, and so the math starts getting a little confusing. You're like, wait, how many points are going to be in this game? I will also agree with you, though. I will go over in this situation. I haven't done my score prediction, but I would assume, actually, I had KU at like 17 or 20 points, so it's definitely going to be by the slimmest of margins that KU goes over, in my opinion, in this one. But I will say that they go over in this situation. So we agree on for the first time.
Finally. I was thinking it was going to get ugly here for a minute. But, you know, that's cool. Separation's fun. What's the fourth one?
This one is TCU's total rushing yards. This is an even number. I set it at 200. I think one of the more, I guess, underrated things when you're talking about KU's defense, because KU's defense has played well, is the fact that they're giving up a ton of yards on the ground. I mean, KU is giving up 189.8 yards per game on the ground. That's the worst mark in the Big 12. Now this week they go against TCU, a team that is averaging, you know, over 200 yards per game on the ground, and they really want to rely their offense on the rushing attack,
right?
Because they have quarterbacks that they don't necessarily trust, at least early in the season. So this is really strength versus weakness, and if you think KU is going to be competitive in this ball game, I think you have to say that this is going to be an under.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh.
I do think they'll be competitive, but I think it'll be in that sort of like that Oklahoma game last year, where it's just trying to keep up, showing they can do some things, but not ever really closing the gap or whatever. So I think that I'm going to go under. No, sorry, I'm going over. You said I should go under.
Yeah.
I am officially going over. That's the fourth over for me in a row. I'm pulling a Twitter. I'm pulling a Twitter, at least so far. But I think you nailed it, man. I think Gary Patterson will not mess around in this game. He needs to win this game. You can't follow up an SMU loss. And SMU is a good team, but you can't follow that up with a loss at home to Kansas. So you go out and you line up and you do the things you do best, and that's run the football. And that's some quarterback run too, like you're talking about. You know, so I think they'll play it safe in that regard, maybe not ask their guys to throw it too much, especially against KU secondary, which has experience. So I like the over here, just because I think they're going to pound the ball and run it as many times as they can, and probably pick up some pretty big chunk plays, you know, not a ton, not embarrassingly, but enough to keep control, keep Kansas at bay a little bit. And so I'll go over that 200, just because the, you know, what did West Virginia get? Do you remember?
I do not know.
Good answer.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I should have looked
that
up.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, the KU average is 189.8, like you said. So that's right there, basically. That's why this is a good number. It's a tough one. I won't be surprised either way, but I'm going to go over 200.
I was trying to back you in a corner and force you to pick the under in this situation.
I know. You did.
I tried to set you off.
You were like, if you're not an idiot, this is what you would do.
Because I'm actually going to agree with you. I think this one goes over. The Drew Prox status remains unknown for KU. I think that's a big factor in this, if he can play or not.
Right.
And also, I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, TCU is going to want to run the ball because it is its strength. And their quarterback, a true freshman quarterback, completed one pass in the first half. Most of his, you know, yardage and production came late in the second half of that SMU game. So I think, you know, just to help him out more than anything else, that TCU is going to want to utilize the ground game as much as possible. And it certainly helps when you're going against a team like Kansas that has some issues in that end.
I like it. I like it. Let's move on to the fifth one and then get out of here. It's another doozy, I believe.
It is. Actually, you know, much has been made over the last 2 weeks about the number of plays KU's defense has run. 88 against Boston College, then 85 against West Virginia. Right now this season, KU is averaging 76.8 plays per game's defense, that is. So I set the over-under at 77.5 for KU's defense. TCU's offense, for comparison, is averaging 80.3 plays per game on offense. So it seemed like a relatively easy number.
Maybe your best number yet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's because it's right there, but it's not right on it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been fine if you picked just the number, right, that KU's averaging. But you didn't. You made it a little juicy, and that's what you do. That's why they call you Shane Vegas. but I will end my streak of overs here, and I will go under. Two reasons. Number one, I think KU has to play ball control if they want to stay in this game. I think they have to put up big drives. I think they have to do everything they can to control the clock. And if you do that, your defense isn't going to be out there as much. That's one. Two, I still, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, I think TCU has a chance for some chunk plays. If they are able to get those chunk plays, then obviously their offense is out there a smaller amount of time, right? So,
yeah.
So that's the other thing. So, I think if KU can find a way to control the clock a little bit, I think this one will go under. So I'm going to go with under. It certainly won't surprise me if KU's offense struggles and the defense is out there all day, no matter what TCU is doing. You just keep going back out there, keep going back out there, keep going back out there. But I'm impressed by this offense, this Kansas offense. I think, again, we talked about their versatility, their you know, number of different weapons, and that helps you keep drives alive. That helps you keep defenses off balance, and I think they're gonna be able to do that at least enough here to go under the number. So I'm going to go under whatever the number was, 77
and a half.
There you go.
Thank you for reminding me of the number, though.
No problem.
Part of that also, the defense in terms of plays, is the defense has to force more three and outs. I mean, this team, I think KU, I read an article on The Athletic today, KU ranks like 126 on forcing three and outs on the defense side of the ball. So that's part of getting off the field. I mean, it's not all on the offense and sustaining drives. The defense has to force early drives as well. So I'm actually going to go over in this situation. I think TCU will probably end up with about 80 plays. And I'm reminded of when, you know, in week one, when we're making this big deal about Drew Prox and Kyron Johnson playing all, you know, 60 snaps, whatever it was, against Indiana State.
Right.
And they were like, we can do this. But everybody else that was talking to them was like, well, in the Big 12, this is going to be 70-plus plays.
Right,
so
right.
That's just really, it comes down to that for me. I mean, this is a Big 12 game. I think TCU's offense is going to have 70-plus no matter what.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so I think I'm just saying it's going to end up closer to 80.
I'm going
to
give you this one. Even if it's not right, you win this one.
Wow.
Already. You totally schooled me with your argument, and you're right. It is the Big 12, man. Sometimes they run 90-plus plays. What am I doing? I'll hang in there. I'll fight hard for this one, but we'll see. So to remind people, I went over under. You went under on the first one. I went over. You went under on the second one. We both went over on the third one. Rushing yards for TCU, I was over. You were
over.
Also over.
Yeah.
So we had two the same, and then we finished it up with a difference on the last one. So there's some action out there this week. There's some potential for me to pull away or you to jump back in front or what have you. So most importantly, we're both chasing Twitter still.
Yeah,
so
we need to beat Twitter.
Put those polls up there. Let these people vote. Let them keep clowning us and calling us whatever names they want, because we don't get to hear that unless they post it on Twitter. So if you're clowning us and calling us names at home, go for it. It doesn't hurt Shane's feelings. He's tough, man. He's a gambler. He's a gambler. Any final thoughts, Shane?
None. Let's just get out of here.
Wow.
Remember, it's FanDuel.
It is FanDuel. That's the Over-Under Podcast this week. KU at TCU, and that Over-Under Podcast was brought to you by FanDuel today. Go check them out. If you have any desire to be like Shane Jackson, and even if you want to be better than Shane Jackson, you can still go to FanDuel and check it out. We'll be back next week with another Over-Under Podcast. Again, if you haven't checked out the full-length KU Sports Hour, go check that out. And we'll talk to you guys again real soon on another episode of the KU Sports Hour.